WKJ4UHX. Dave, you around? I mean, who's calling the next night? I'm calling the net tonight. Anybody know who's calling the net? KJ4UHX.
I believe that you have texted K4OIM. This is Walt, the Tuesday night net control station. And since Robert passed away, I look for Chad. KO4NUE to call the net tonight, or either Anna, his wife, KO4RYP, but I'm not sure. I hadn't got my computer up to pull the screen up about who's here tonight. We've lost so many silent keys here lately, it's hard to keep up.
Well, I got a request from Chad on a different repeater to check himself and Anna and a few others into the net tonight. So, Walt, can I pass that over to you and let you check them in if you don't mind, sir?
Sure. I've got my pen and paper, and I'm ready for Chad, KO4NUE, and Anna, KO4RYP, and give me the rest of the call signs and their name and location, please.
All I have, Walt, is their call signs. He didn't give me names or locations. He said he's trying to show how to pass messages through different nets, but I can give you the call signs. That's all I have.
All right, we'll go from there.
Oscar 4, Hotel Yankee Charlie.
Kilo 4, Hotel Yankee Charlie.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Yankee Charlie.
All right, that's what I wrote down. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Yankee Charlie.
Oscar 4, Hotel Yankee Delta.
Hams right there, close together, close as you can get.
Four, November, Kilo, Charlie.
Four, November, Kilo, Charlie.
That's correct, sir.
Back in, I'll make sure that, get them all checked in.
Appreciate it. And by the way, this is Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. My name is Jamie, and my location over here in Chesney, South Carolina.
I check in, or do you want me to check you in also?
Walt, if you could check me in over here, because I'll be over there trying to check into the 6600 net on Mount Mitchell.
Again?
The name is Jamie. Juliet, Alpha, Mike, India, Echo.
I believe this is the first time I've talked to you on the radio. You need to check into the net more often. I understand how it is when you got another net going and all of that, but take advantage of the pre-check-in or check in on Echo Link or something. Appreciate you calling. I know whoever's going to call the net tonight is going to be glad to get these six pre-check-ins.
Well, Walt, if you could add one more to it. My wife is, her name's Sabrina, and her call sign is Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November.
Juliet 4, Yankee X-Ray, November.
Yankee Lima, November. YLN.
Miss Sabrina, I will sure do that.
All right, Walt, I do appreciate it. I've heard you on the repeater some. I just not had a chance to jump in and talk much. But I usually stay over there around Mount Mitchell. So I appreciate your help, sir. And let me get out of the way so I think it's somewhere close to net time. So let me get off of here and get back to the other repeater. So 73, God bless. Take care. KJ4UHX. Thank you, sir.
All right. I'm at 7-3, Jamie.
You said Robert passed away. Which Robert would that be?
Watson, 884, how are you?
Oh, I'm definitely sorry to hear that. He was a good friend of mine for many years. I met him on this repeater years ago. I'm definitely sorry to hear that.
Every week, either Dave W4, DJW, or somebody's coming on here on Tuesday night when I call the net and announcing another silent key that has went. This past Tuesday night, it was Al. I can't remember Al's call sign that was lived down there in Malden. The guy was totally blind. And it, I don't know why it's Tuesday night when all this happens on my net when they announce all the silent keys. Yep, Robert passed away last Tuesday, I think it was about 1 p.m. Yeah, it was all I could do to keep myself together to call the net that night. But Jamie, been a pleasure talking to you. 73s, hope to talk to you again.
All right, Walt, thank you. And yeah, I knew Al as well. I'm totally blind also. So have yourself a good night, and I'll definitely be listening for you, and I'll give you a holler when I'm over here on this one. Take care. KJ4UHX, I'm clear. Back to 190.
Damn, I'm clear.
2CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater and is also available through Echolink node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Sushasad Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. This repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Bookends tonight, does anyone have any messages, correction, traffic? Let me start that over. Does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Traffic for the net, at the moment, does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Traffic or announcements for the net will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. When you check in, please give your name, location, call sign, and then signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Before we begin our RF check-ins and our Echolink check-ins, which looks like we don't have any Echolink check-ins, we do have the pre-check-in feature available on the BRAR's website, which allows folks to check in if they're not going to be available for the net. And I've got quite a few stations signed in there, so let me go ahead and acknowledge those stations, and then we'll move on with our RF and Echolink check-ins. Friend Fred up in Traveler's Rest, that's Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Charlie Mike, W4FCM, and Fred Miss Isla, that's November 4 India Echo India, N4IEI. Up next, we've got Andy, that's KI4LZI, the voice of Traveler, or the voice of Table Rock, so to speak. Always good to see Andy checking in here. I like hearing him on RF, but we'll get him checked in here with the pre-net check-in. Up next, we've got Marshall, that's Whiskey 4 Mike Kilo Hotel, W4MKH. And Marshall gets our DX award so far because he's logging in from St. John's, Florida. Have to look up on Google Maps where exactly that is later. But Marshall, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Jack. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Uniform Hotel Foxtrot, KJ4UF Jeff. That's a call sign I don't get in my logs too often, but I'm glad Jack was able to check in with me. And hopefully we'll hear him on RF pretty soon. Up next, we've got Jerry. That's November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC. And Jerry's over in Anderson. Let me let this drop for just a second, about halfway through the pre-check-in net list, and be right back. had to take a little bit of a breath, but continuing on with the pre-check-ins, we have Jim. That's Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango Sierra, KW4TS. And Jim's over in Pelzer, so appreciate Jim taking advantage of the pre-check-in there. Up next, we've got Leroy. That's Kilo Alpha 5 Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL. And Leroy's listed over in Taylor, so glad he was able to log in. And almost near the bottom of that list, we got John. That's Kilo November 4 Romeo Juliet November, KN4RJN. And John still listed over in Inman, but I think he's probably a little further away. But glad John was able to check in here. I'm looking at my log here, but John's up at Brown Summit. So, again, John, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, W2AMD. That's Andrew. All right, let me let this drop for just a second. Includes the pre-net check-ins list. Let me verify here one more time that I've got everybody checked in there. It looks like everybody that's checked in. All right, so we should be able to move on with our RF portion of our check-ins. And before we begin with our normal check-in procedures, we'll pause for a moment for any new hams to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Anybody not sure how to check in or wanting to check in and haven't done it before and just didn't want to pick up the mic, if you'll just key up and give me your call sign, we'll get you checked in here and let you know how to check in and progress through the net. All right, new hams only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control. I have any new hams. I know there's quite a few new call signs out there, but I'm sure they've checked in the net over the past few weeks when I haven't been calling the net anyway. So we'll go ahead and move on down to our normal alphabetic check-ins, and tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with the Alpha through Delta group. A through D, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR.
AK4HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
For HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
HR. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative, 73s to everybody on the net.
Check-ins there to start off the net for Saturday night. Up first, I'd like to welcome Rick and his family. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW. Rick, sounding good into the repeater, my friend. Appreciate you bringing your sweetheart, Miss Lorena, along. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar. And then their daughter, Michelle, as well. It's Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. Good to hear you tonight, Rick. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we have Kurt. That's Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. And Kurt, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And last but not least of that group, we've got Dave. That's Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. And appreciate those folks checking in. And we'll give one more call here. Sounds like a good start for the net tonight, but a little slow, so we'll give one more call here. Alpha through Delta before we move on. A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
HR. Submarine, are you? Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight from an old VP sailor.
The check-ins there for the remainder of the Alpha through Delta group. Up first, I'd like to welcome our net manager. That's Dave. That's Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. And Dave, good to hear your voice, sir. I haven't had the radio on quite as often as I need to. Feel like I've been wrangling cats all over the place and getting nothing done, but definitely here. Good to hear some familiar voices tonight, and they appreciate you coming by. And again, all you do for the good of the net, keeping us running and carry on that legacy that Ray had started. So again, appreciate all you do. Don't say thank you quite as often as we probably should have for everything you guys do for the repeater and the good of the net. But anyway, Dave, thanks for joining us tonight. Always good to hear you. Up next, our friend Gary. That's our Wednesday night net controller, the keeper of the classified net on Wednesday night. So, Gary, always good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Gary's call sign, Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And Gary always brings along faithfully his sweetheart, Miss Joy. That's Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. And Gary, hope you and Miss Joy are doing wonderful tonight. Always good to hear you. Looking forward to doing that face-to-face QSO on our testing session on the third Saturday. Hopefully we can make that. Actually, I was bringing up the calendar here if my computer will do it. Looking for the date for the third Saturday this month. Anyway, missed out last month, but always look forward to getting in there and doing some face-to-face. Looks like the 18th will be the day for testing this month. But anyway, Gary, appreciate you stopping by and bringing Miss Joy as well. All right, we'll give one more call, Alpha through Delta, A through D, before we move on down the alphabet. A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. This is consensus there, so we'll move down the alphabet just a little bit. Echo through Hotel, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Net control. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight. Thank you.
4HR. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kettler, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Mike. Thanks.
Net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Another good group beginning off our Echo Through Hotel group. Up first, I'd like to welcome Patrick. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. And Patrick's over in Penrose, North Carolina. So, Patrick, good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. And Harry, good to hear you, my friend. Again, look forward to a lot of call signs on Saturday night because, again, I haven't had the radio on quite as much. So it's definitely good to get in here and hear some familiar voices. So, Harry, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us and get your signal in all the way from Candler, North Carolina. And last but not least, our friend Gene over in Taylor's. That's Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, W4FHJ. And, Gene, always good to hear you. That voice is booming into the repeater as always. So, Gene, appreciate you stopping by, and we'll definitely talk again first chance we get. All right, let's go ahead and give one more call for the Echo Through Hotel group. E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Please check in. KO4GTE, Andrew Greenwood.
That long pause there. My keys don't work on my keyboard, or my fingers don't work on my keyboard quite as fast, so I was just updating your location here. But Andrew, that's Kilo Oscar 4 Golf Papa Echo, KO4GPE. And Andrew, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us from Greenville tonight. And sounds like you might be wrapping out our Echo Through Hotel group, but that's not a problem. We still got the rest of the alphabet. But we'll give one more call here. Echo Through Hotel, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Probably that long pause means we have everybody in that group, so we'll slide to the India through Lima group, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
If you and the family are all well, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and your family, Mike, and all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
HR. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, but I'll stick around for a comment.
4HR. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
K4HR again, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let me go ahead and acknowledge those stations that checked in there with that group. Again, a lot of familiar voices out there, so I always like to come on the net and hear folks that I talk to all the time, and new folks. Again, I don't mean to deter from anybody that's checking in. It's just nice to hear. It's as nice to hear new folks as it is to hear those comforting old voices, if that makes sense. So definitely one of the things that makes our hobby interesting. It's just as good to hear new people as it is folks we've been checking in with for years. But anyway, up first, I'd like to welcome James. That's Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And James is in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And James, always appreciate when you come by and check in with us. Same with our next check-in. That's Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE. That's our buddy Sid up in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid, yeah, me and the family are doing well. Hope you and yours are doing the same. And again, always good to hear you. And appreciate you stopping by and checking in here. Duncan is up next. We got Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. And Duncan got you marked down for comments, so we'll definitely be back to find out how your day or week's been going and when we get to the rag chew portion. But Duncan, appreciate you sticking around and checking in with us. And up next is our good friend Larry, the soothing voice of jazz on the 610 repeater. Anyway, Larry, I like to kid you about your voice, but you do have a calming, soothing voice. Love to hear you on the radio. So anyway, Larry, Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec, KK4JBQ. And Larry brings along with his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. And Larry, always good to hear you. Hope you and Miss Donna are doing well. All right, let's give one more call here, and then we'll move on down the alphabet. India through Lima, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. We have everybody in the India through Lima group and checking the Echolink node. It's currently I'm the only one signed in over on that side of the house, so we'll go ahead and continue on. Mike through Papa, M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Check in, Kilo, Oscar, 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, Mobile in Piedmont tonight. I don't believe we ever made contact, but I'll say 7-3. 7-3, I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Charge. Salt, please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, and Lake Bowen up here in Inman. I'll be negative and negative, but yep, I'm a little salt too. Out of 4 years in there, the only time I saw a ship was when they were coming in the port to rotate the Marines out. I was what y'all call one of them mud sailors, mud ducks. But along with that, I got several here to check in by telephone relay from KJ4YHX. That's Jamie and Chesney, and he brings along his wife, Sabrina, KJ4YLN, and he got this by telephone relay, KO4NUE, that's Chad, that's normally in Campobello, but I think he's at a club meeting up in Tryon or somewhere tonight. And he brings along his wife, Anna, KO4RYP, and she's with Chad. I don't know where they at. He didn't either. But Chad is demonstrating how we operate the net and pass messages. And he brings along KO4HYC. That's got to be a new ham. then K-O-4-H-Y-D, the next letter, no name or nothing off either one of them, and K-O-4-N-K-C. Don't know who that one is either, but Jamie had to run another net, and he talked to me on the radio and asked me if I would do the check-in for him. So that was, what, about 5 or 6 on your list. Thank you for calling net tonight, Jamie. 7-3.
That took me a second. I had to take a deep breath there and make sure I got everybody entered in here. But let me go ahead and acknowledge these folks that checked in here, make sure we got everybody squared away. Up first, I'd like to welcome Fred. That's Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KN4. Let me say that again. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, K-O-4-N-N-H. And Fred's out there mobile, so Fred, definitely be safe as you can anyway, and hope to make it home safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in via the mobile tonight. Sounded good into the repeater, so whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Up next, we've got Walt. That's Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. And Walt, keep me straight here, but let me make sure we've got everybody signed in. Up first, we'll start off with Jamie. And Jamie's been around for a while, and he used to joke about his J-pole being upside down and transmit just as well as any other J-pole. But anyway, I'd like to welcome Jamie tonight. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. KJ4UHX, and of course Miss Sabrina, that's Jamie's better half, and her call sign Kilo Juliet 4 Yankee Lima November. And of course along with them comes Chad, Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo KN4NUE. And Chad's been all over the repeater the last couple of weeks or months, and always good to hear him. Glad to hear he's out doing some ham radio expansion type stuff tonight. So again, always good to get him logged in here. Chad's called Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo. And of course, Chad's sweetheart, Miss Anna. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Yankee Papa, K-O-4-R-Y-P. And let's see if we got the next ones in here correct. Well, I had to use my lookup utility on these, but it looks like first is Ann. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Yankee Charlie, K-O-4-H-Y-C. Next one is Steven. That would be Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Yankee Delta, K-O-4-H-Y-D. And they're both, Ann and Steven are both over in Landrum, South Carolina. Of course, that's based on their QRZ lookup, but we'll go ahead and mark them down as over in Landrum. And last but not least of that group, we had Libby. That's Kilo Oscar 4 November Kilo Charlie, K-O-4-N-K-C. And Walt, appreciate you relaying those folks in here. Always good to get relays, and some of these new ham call signs in here are definitely nice as well. So appreciate you taking the time to gather those and get them relayed in here on my net. And Walt, let me just pass it back to you for a minute. Just make sure I've got everybody in here correct. Over.
Comment.
That's it, Jamie. Mike, you were the big call in South cars in the morning. But you got it 100%. There's somebody else in there with a comment. Go ahead, comment.
Mike, hate to interrupt. This is KJ4UHX. You've got them all correct. And found out Chad and them is all over in Green River above Landrum tonight. So I figured I'd come back over here and give you that update.
Again, appreciate you and Walt kind of making sure everything's, I got everybody logged in here. And again, always good to find out hams are out and about and doing busy stuff. I know I kind of turned the radio on a little bit while you and Walt were talking just before the net. You know, 6600 net up there in Mount Mitchell, I know their net runs parallel to ours, so a lot of folks check in here and go up there or vice versa. But Jamie, appreciate you coming down here and chatting with us and getting checked in. Always good to hear you, my friend. Hope you and the family are doing well, and we'll wish you 73 as well. Appreciate you guys keeping me honest.
Thank you, Mike, and I want to turn it back over to Ned, and thank you, Walt, for your help. I do appreciate it. KJ4UHX, y'all have a good night.
RHR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And Walt, did you have any other check-ins for tonight, or was that it, sir?
I will stick around for comments since I found out you're ex-Navy.
not a problem at all. I don't know if they still count it as Navy, but I'm an old submarine sailor, so I didn't see a lot of ships either unless they were through the periscope every now and then. But anyway, yeah, definitely we'll come back and check on you, Walt, and we'll find out how your week was going. But let me go ahead and see if we have any additional check-ins here for the Mike through Papa group before we move on down the alphabet. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. I'm everybody in the Mike through Papa group, so we'll slide the alphabet just a little bit further. Quebec through Tango, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
R-H-R. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. That's Chris. I'm in Liberty and I'll be negative negative.
Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Mike Yankee, David, and Williamson.
Kilo X-ray 4, Mike Tango, KX4MT. Mike and Pickens, I'll be negative and negative.
Check-ins there for the Quebec through Tango group. Up first, I'd like to welcome Chris. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. And Chris, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Sounding good into the repeater. Up next, we've got David. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Tango, Mike, Yankee, KO4TMY. And David's over in Williamston. David, checking in with us. Those KO4 calls are sounding good. Looking good at my logs, too. So appreciate you guys coming by and checking in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Mike. That's Kilo X-ray 4, Mike Tango, KX4MT. And Mike, same thing for you, man. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. You sound good in the repeater tonight. All right, let's give one more call before we open it up to that ever-patient group for Saturday. But Quebec through Tango, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. And wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Have everybody in the Quebec through Tango group, so we'll slide to the ever-patient group. Always last on Saturday night, but first in our hearts. Uniform through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR and Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform November, India, KO4, UNI. This is Brian and Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee, Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha, Charlie, Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4. India, Lima, India, both named Mary. Thanks for calling on that tonight, Mike.
Another good group there. AK4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And we'll go ahead and acknowledge those stations that checked in that group. Up first, we've got Brian. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform November, India, KO4, UNI. And Brian over in Easley, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And Scott, got my fingers a little crossed up on your keyboard there, but I think I've got you and the rest of the family in here. But just keep me honest. I've got Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, KX4YM. That's Scott. And, of course, Scott brings along his sweetheart, Miss Mary. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta. And their daughter, Mary, as well. Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India. And, Scott, I think I got everything entered in there. You're sounding good, and I appreciate you bringing the Marys along. And definitely recheck with me if I need to correct something on that. Over.
Over.
So, like I say, for some reason when I was putting your call sign in, my fingers got a little twisted up there, and it didn't look right for when I was reading it back in my mind, but just wanted to make sure we got everything straight there. But, Scott, appreciate you checking in and bringing the Marys along with you as well. All right, let's give one more call before we open it up to the big group. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. I'd have everybody for the Uniform through Zulu group, and again, checking the Echolink node. Looks like I'm the only one signed in there, so we don't have any unacknowledged stations over there. So since we've been through the alphabet and the smaller groups, let's go ahead and open it up to that big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Am Mike. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. The name is Roland. We're in Pickens. Negative, negative, and good evening to all.
Sounds like you might be rounding out our big group, but again, we still have to secure the formal portion. So we still got a little while left of the net, so go ahead and acknowledge your call sign and check in there. Good to hear you on a Saturday night. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, KJ1, CJW. I'm sorry, Roland, saying the wrong call sign while I'm reading it off the screen. Let me try that again. Roland is Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, K1, CJW. And Roland, sounding good up to the repeater. Not a terribly long jump from Pickens, but still, your equipment's working good. So appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Always good to hear you, and I hope you're doing well. All right, let's give one more call before we secure the formal portion. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Calls normally means we have everybody that wanted to check in for the moment. So this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net with our thanks for all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG2 portion of our net with additional periodic stops between RAG2s for additional check-ins. But scrolling up my log here, I think I only got a few stations signed in here to check in for RAG2, but up first we had Duncan, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4, JKB. Dustin, let me dust off the sump, and we'll turn on the space heater, make sure it's nice and warm for you, and we'll pass the frequency over to you and find out how was your day, sir.
HR, KO4JKB. Well, it started early. I got up really early, and I drove to Marion, North Carolina, and to the Marion Radio Club, right downtown Marion, which is a really nice club. And I actually finally passed my general, and I did it with flying colors, so I've been on cloud nine all day. Over.
Awesome. You should have checked into the net tonight with your AG suffix and let everybody know. And you've probably been talking on the radio today about it, but that's awesome. Yeah, I tell you, when I did my test, I seem to think, you know, going from general to extra was a lot, but I still think going from tech to general was just as big a jump, if not more, trying to learn all that. Because, you know, technician is basically frequency and some electrical safety and just the basics of ham radio, but there's such a huge base of knowledge, or knowledge base, I guess, can't get my words out. But if you know what I'm saying, to go from tech to general. So congratulations on that, sir. That's awesome. And it definitely opens up a whole set of operating frequencies when you can get on HF and talk the world over.
I'm really happy about that, and I've taken a lot of tests in my day, and the amount of things that you have to digest to really get the general, I can't even imagine how it is for the extra. However, I'm going to go ahead and order that book because I want to start looking already. But that's a lot to digest. But I felt like I had it pretty good, but they said I only missed two questions, so I feel very happy. So it's been an all-day celebration, over.
Next question is, have you got your HF rig up and running yet?
Oh, if Gary's listening, I was going to buy a buddy pole from him, but I was just thinking, I've been looking at antennas a bunch. My wife already knows it's coming. We're getting a radio and antenna and the accessories, but I've been researching it all the time. Down there at Marion, they don't do it electronically. It's all paper, so it won't show up on the FCC in like 2 to 4 weeks, but I know I can still, you know, work the bands right now. But I don't have the gear yet, but I'm looking. If anyone has any suggestions, let me know. KO4JKB.
HR in the RAG2 portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight with Duncan, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4, JKV. And Duncan, yeah, I mean, again, there's as many options out there as you can imagine. You know, I've worked some HF, and right now I don't currently have my HF rig set up, but for me, I like digital modes because they're low power. And, you know, like JT, who Well, when I was doing it, it's JT65. Now I think it's JT8 and some other stuff. And PSK, which, you know, my thing a lot of times is interfacing the computer with the radios and not necessarily doing the voice over IP stuff, although I do that, you know, like Echolink and WiresX. I haven't really messed with the D-Star stuff because, again, a lot of this stuff is VHF versus HF. But, I mean, again, the digital modes are on HF. But I enjoyed those a whole lot because, again, they're low power. You don't have to run, you know, 1,000 kilowatts to get out. You can work the world on 5 watts with JT65 kind of thing when the bands are open and, you know, working the gray line at night. You get the bands open and, you know, I could talk Australia on 5 watts and, you know, chat and do that kind of stuff. So, again, our hobby is all about experimentation and playing around. And you had mentioned the buddy pole. I've got a buddy pole set up, and I don't use it nearly as much. The one thing I will, and it may be just different experiences, but the one thing with the buddy pole, I will tell you, you probably will want an antenna tuner. If you don't have an antenna, an antenna analyzer as well as an antenna tuner. It's you know, coil driven. And so it's kind of narrow bandwidth, or at least my experience has been with it. And I've had fun operating it. I actually bought a buddy pole a couple years ago to do some SOTA activations. But it's a neat antenna system to experiment with. But, you know, my favorite antenna, and I've always used the Carolina Windhams, which is, again, a name brand, but it's just kind of an off-center-fed dipole with a, I think they call it a vertical radiator, and it's just a piece of coax that drops down 25 feet or so. And it's just a little wire antenna. But, you know, with my 100-watt radio, I've been able to work pretty much anywhere I needed to. And, again, you don't have to spend a lot of money. There's some used stuff out there. But, again, I don't think you'll go wrong with just about anything that puts you on there.
Copy that. You said that one antenna was Carolina Winds. I'll check that out because it's probably made around here. But I've been also looking at other things, just like a simple, just start with one band and try to work one band. That's it. I've been looking at a thing called a Pactenna, like an infed half wave, just 20 meter, and just, you know, whatever, you know, transceiver I, you know, decide to get. Just start small. Don't throw $1,000, $2,000 out. Just throw, I don't know, $800 out there. But, since I found out I got, I passed, I've been, you know, watching YouTube videos throughout the day while working, and I'm just so glad that I passed and that it opened up a lot of new opportunities, and I feel like, I don't know, it just kind of feels like I'm more legit. I don't know. I've just been really happy. And it's not an easy test. If there's techs out there, listen, you gotta digest. There's a lot to digest. Over.
Recheck. Back there. And, yeah, Duncan, definitely agree with you on that one. But, again, there's tons of different things. And, you know, people will talk about, you know, researching this and that. But, you know, you mentioned the Pactenna. I looked at that. And again, a lot of these manufactured antennas, you can find the plans. I mean, even Buddy Pole actually released how you can build it. But a lot of times with the Buddy Pole, for example, you can almost buy it for the same amount of parts. You know, I kind of researched and done some stuff, and I ended up finding a good deal on eBay for one. But the antenna I was referring to is a Carolina Windham, Whiskey India November Delta Oscar Mike. I think I spelled that phonetically. But, again, it's just an offset center-fed dipole. It's just a wire antenna. But I've had good luck with those and you know, run a couple of different models. But, again, like you said, you know, a wire antenna, you can find G5RVs have been around forever. You know, that's another model of an antenna that you can build relatively cheap. And just all kinds of different options. But let me go ahead and pass it over to this recheck and see if we had some comments.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. I just want to confirm 5 club members passed along from the Mount Mitchell machine. Did you get those check-ins, sir?
Walt was able to relay those folks in. I think they were, the young Miss Anna, your bride, Ann, Stephen, and Libby. Is that correct?
I'm right on the fringe here, so I'm not going to be able to stay with you long. I just wanted to make sure you got the check-in, sir. KO4NUE, I'll be clear.
Hello, sir. Appreciate you verifying. Yeah, Walt got you checked in there, and I appreciate you coming by and keeping us straight. But definitely good to hear you, Chad. Be safe, 73. We'll talk again soon. Rates are net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight in the Rag 2 portion with Duncan, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4, JKV. And Duncan, like I say, there's so many different options. And again, you just kind of have to find something you're interested in. And again, you don't have to stay interested in. My interests always bounce back and forth. Like this week I've been working on some Yaesu, their digital mode, Wires X, which they call System Fusion, which is supposed to allow analog and digital into their digital system. But you can also run hotspots, and, you know, they've got bridges for reflectors for D-Star. A bunch of people run Raspberry Pis and have those configured as hotspots and can get into the Yaesu mode. But, you know, some of them aren't running. You know, it's the age-old question, is voice over IP actually radio? And it is if you put radios on both ends and you're doing a little bit of transmitting. But, you know, Yaesu allows for that. You can transmit completely digital. Like, I have an HT hooked to a laptop, and it doesn't actually transmit in the mode I've got now, but it talks out to the Internet. And, of course, they have rooms on there, and then there may be repeaters connected into those that do transmit over the air. So, you know, you still have to kind of go by the protocols, ID every 10 minutes, you know, the same stuff you have to do when you're talking on the repeaters or over the airwaves. But, you know, I can talk the world on an HT with no actual output. So, again, it's the old question, is it really radio? But to me, I'm using radio equipment and improving my communication skills and just one more way to communicate, which is, I think, what our hobby's about.
Yeah, totally. All these new modes, especially over the Internet, are very interesting and useful, especially if you can, you know, build confidence and contacts and talk to people at far distances. But, the reason I got into radio is for radio. I was just blown away with the fact that you can talk to somebody long distances with nothing but electricity and wire and, you know, a transceiver. And so that's kind of why I'm going down. Right now, I might go back into all the, like, the packet stuff, but right now I just want to know what I can do with some basic elements of the Earth. And I went down a rabbit hole with, you know, receivers and antennas. Let me let this drop for a second. And, I just want a simple, I'm torn between a QRP radio, but everyone's telling me you need at least 100 watts, and a decent antenna, you know, a nice, solid antenna, and connections, and you're good. So, you know, I'm looking at the FT891, of course, and the 7300, but, you know, I'm a mobile guy, and I'd say the 891 would be the better choice. I'm looking at the BuddySig Pro, but I don't want to keep you up there forever. I know there's probably more comments, but I'll be clear on your final, and I'll still be listening. KO4, JKV.
Well, again, you know, that's what the radios are for, is for talking. So, again, nobody knows you're out there if you're just listening, which is what I have to tell myself a lot of times. Because, like you say, I only call the net about once every 5-6 weeks. I think it's 5 now with Chad in the rotation. But anyway, and if I'm not in my little office upstairs and I'm not sitting by the radio, I'm not listening, I feel like I'm missing out on a lot of stuff. But, yeah, it sounds like you're doing the research, and that's good. I mean, that FT891 is the replacement for the FT857, which is what I had. But I kind of went through, and I think all of us have gone through the same thing. And, you know, the good thing about radios is they're interchangeable for the most part. You know, if you get your antenna system up, you just take a radio and swap the coax from this one to that one, and as long as they cover the same frequency range and your antenna's tuned, you're good. So, you know, it's not like if you get one and you don't like the operations, you can't change it out at a later date. You know, there's all kinds of folks that,
You know, they like the dials and the knobs and the buttons, and some folks like the SDR, which, you know, the SDR software defined, they're, again, completely computer-based. Some of them actually now have, like, buttons and switches and still are SDR touchscreens. Some of the newer models, I guess, in the QST I saw were coming out. But, again, the only limit is what you can find and, you know, find yourself doing. So, again, you know, I kind of started, like you said, you know, I had kind of gone on a couple of hikes and, you know, was used to my cell phone, and my dad had been a ham radio operator for years, and I'd kind of gotten away from even trying and then came back to it probably 15 years ago, I think is how long I've had my a little over 10 anyway. And, you know, I just enjoy... Still choked up there, but, you know, enjoy being outside. So I've looked at, you know, again, some of the parks on the air stuff, SOTA, Summits on the Air activations where you hike to a summit. So you're looking for lightweight stuff and wire antennas that you can string in a tree, that kind of stuff. But, again, the only limit's your imagination. It sounds like you're well on your way, so that's good. Definitely, again, congratulations, and appreciate you coming by and checking in and chatting with us and extending the net out a little bit. But, again, we'll go ahead and wish you 73. I appreciate you hanging out and chatting with us, and definitely you probably already have taken advantage of the resources on the repeater, but if you have questions, there's a great community out here. Just reach out with your question and somebody will have an answer.
Again, and yeah, I will. Every time I listen to the net, there's always very, very skilled people, a lot of very skilled people that I don't even talk, I just listen. So yeah, 73 to you, KO4JKB.
Say one last little bit of advice, if I can give you some. Don't be like me. Key up the mic and talk a little bit more. Again, I'm not a big talker except for net nights. You know, I'll monitor and listen a whole lot. And again, somebody told me a long time ago, you know, nobody knows you're out there if you're just listening. So you have a license, definitely use it. Warm those radios up. That's what they're out there for. And, you know, just don't be afraid to key up the mic, even if you go to, like, a different town. I'm probably going to go off on another tangent, but like repeaterbook.com lists repeaters in all different cities. If you ever travel and take an HT with you, just key up the repeater, see who comes back. And like I say, 99% of the time, it'll be a good guy. Just somebody looking to talk. So, I mean, that's pretty much what our hobby's made up of. But anyway, Duncan, I'll keep talking forever. But definitely good to talk to you, my friend. I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Star, one last thing, KO4JKV. Yeah, I do. I have an AnyTone 868, which is a cool radio. It's a DMR radio. I don't use DMR that much. But, my wife lives south, and my family lives north, and they have all the repeaters programmed into it, so it's pretty cool. So I can just talk to people if I'm going north or south. So, yep, I hear you there. It's a big, huge rabbit hole, several rabbit holes to go into, and I'm loving it. This is the most fun I've had. I'm 50 years old, and this is the most fun I've had in quite a while, so I'm very electrified by all this, and I'm just so glad I passed the general this morning. So 73, and I'll be listening. Yeah, I'm sure you got some more comments here. Thanks a bunch.
Comment?
Go ahead, Chad.
Congratulations, Daniel. I didn't hear that you'd passed her. Duncan, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you'd pass your general. Congratulations, sir. Me and my wife are sitting here just hooraying that you passed. So good deal, bud. KO4NUE.
UE, KO4JKV. Thanks a bunch, Chad. It means a lot. And, I know that just like a month ago, you just went right up to extra. And I was just like, man. What? So I just had to tighten up, and I did it with good style, and glad to be part of this community, and really excited to be shopping for new radios and antennas. Over.
You're exactly right. So I learned a long time ago when you swing your feet over in the bed and you put those feet in those boots, you can sit there and yawn all you want. But eventually, you got to grab them boot laces
and tighten the laces and get to moving. And that's exactly what you've done. So good deal, brother. You're moving on up in the brotherhood. And I myself personally, I'm very proud of you. Not that that means anything, but I am glad that there is a new generation that is trying to take this by the reins and trying to learn it well and do it justice. KO4 in UE.